But that was on the outside, and things were different then. We'd built our world together with a love so clear and strong.
We've got 5 minutes in and gone, oh yeah, I need to record this, don't I? Rather than just having a chat, we need to...
Yeah, I think I listened to a bit of the first one, and then the second one kind of starts where you go, we've not been recording. I was like, okay, yeah. I started listening to them, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to stop listening to them.
I think that's most people's approach, I think.
Because, yeah, I think that the guy I was listening to who did the second episode, we sound like we might have quite a similar experience of this, although it will be a little bit different. But yeah, I think so I just thought, right, let's just forget it. I've followed your lead and not done any research, so names, faces,
I'm not going to try and get I don't do any, so I don't see why anyone else should cheat. That's my thought on the whole process. Now, the thing is, for the people who are on this, I want them to be like a spectrum of different knowledge of prisoner. So I want some people who know everything right down to people who know nothing. In fact, in the first series, I had Gavon, who actively hates the show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he hates it. Weirdly, that's the longest episode as well. You can guess how that conversation's going.
I've got a bit of a... When I first started watching it, was kind of, you know, this is rubbish. And that's because, you know, I think I was young. So, I mean, I probably would have been a kid and I would have been watching it with my mum. And I just didn't get into it. And then years later, when I was about 18, we started watching it again. Probably the last, couple of years of it.
It's been going on forever, didn't it? Yeah, and you could... the good thing about it was none of the stories were that long running. So you could actually dive out and then dive back in again. And, within a couple of episodes, you're up to speed with everything.
I think I've struggled to remember that many storylines. I remember characters a lot better. But I think that's because I didn't watch it like religiously when it first came out in those first few years.
What ITV region were you first watching?
So I'm Manchester, Granada.
Granada. So I was watching Granada and Central simultaneously because I used to pick up both, and they were showing them episodes from 2 years apart. So yeah. I was watching an episode on Central and. Then straight after watching an episode from 2 years before on Granada, it was great.
I think that the final episodes, you know, would have been when I was around about, thinking about anywhere between 18 and 20.
Yeah, I reckon the last ones were, I was about 19 or 20. And it was weird. And also I dropped out by that point because obviously I started going to the pub. So it wasn't as important to me to ensure I was back to watch it. And also, around, I don't know, maybe like the fifth year of it, there was a pretty obvious decline. It didn't pick up again until right at the very end.
I think...
The Barnhurst lot turning up and all being shit didn't help. But you probably don't remember those, because you may well have missed them out.
So I kind of started watching it with my mum when I would have been young. So I grew up in pubs. So I was an only kid, grew up in pubs. So there wasn't really an early bedtime for me from pretty much a young age. Mum and dad might be working. They might both be working downstairs in the pub. And so I just became, you know, I've always been a night owl, but that kind of came through. And so they didn't really expect me to go to bed too early. And also, I grew up around adults, so they kind of let me watch reasonably adulty TV when I was younger. So I remember when it came on and it started watching it, and it was probably like, you know, I'd still be up. My mum would make me some cheese on toast. You can watch Prisoner and then go to bed or whatever it was. So that was kind of how it started. And that's kind of the B. Smith, Vinegar Tits era that I kind of remember when it started.
The first glory days of it, really.
And that
Yes.
is, to me, I remember it, but it's not the bit that I religiously watched. So I was into it. I remember B. I can look there. I remember Lizzie. The machine Meg, the prison guard on the
Meg,
left, I think. So I can, yeah, and yeah, I kind of remember all of that, the characters in your background. And
I
did,
should.
yeah.
I'm going to put one week. I'm going to put this background up because it gets referred to on every episode. But
Right.
no one else sees the picture. So it's.
It helps, like, so I kind of we watched, so I'd watch it around then, and I do remember thinking it was a bit naff, but I think that was because I thought all TV that my mum watched, like soap operas and quiz shows, and this was just one of a long line of, you know, things that she watched, and I think when it first came out, a bit younger, and so it just didn't really grab onto me straight away. Always liked it. It was always, you know, in terms of I would watch it if it was on, but it was more something that my mum watched. And I don't really, you know, remember falling in love with it too much at that stage. And then it was really as I got older. You mentioned about going to the pub, so it sounds like you started going to the pub, whereas I started actively not going to the pub and dropping out and staying in and listening to music and partaking of some herbalistic remedy around at my friends' houses. There was a group of us, and we had a couple of friends, Warren and Nicola, who they were like 16, 17, and they had their own flat. And so we would
Wow.
all, yeah, they both moved out really young. Yeah, they were together. And they had their own flat, and so this became a place where we would congregate, and that's when we started watching it. And I hate soap operas, so I hate Coronation Street, hated Brookside, hate EastEnders. It's just ridiculous. It's like, how can you?
I've never really watched it. Oh, I remember watching EastEnders when it first started when I was a little kid, and I reckon I might have lasted maybe a couple of months before I just went, I don't care about any of this. And so I've always had that attitude to all soap operas, and this is probably technically a soap opera. I know it had breaks and it officially had different series and stuff like that, but it pretty much ran non-stop for 7 years. So it kind of is a soap opera, so it goes against everything I've just said.
I think
I'm a complete hypocrite.
what really helps it is the setting of it. So it's in a prison. There is going to be violence. There are going to be people dying. There are going to be people taking drugs. And also, you know, you have long-term characters that are involved in that. But also, you have these things where, you know, people will be in for 5 episodes and bugger off because something's happened to them. But the setting really made it bearable for me to watch, because I'd watch, you know, you'd watch something. If you think about Coronation Street or EastEnders, if you think about some of the main characters in them and like wrote a list of everything that had happened to them. You know, it's crazy, you know, like they've murdered someone, they've been in prison 3 times, that, you know, there's about 50 kids born on Christmas Day in the street. If they were proper streets, they would have, you know, it's like there's that many things that have gone on. They would pull the streets down and like literally, you know, they would level it. It's like there's so many things that is wrong with it. And so I think with Prisoner, the setting made it conducive to the storylines being something that I could bear to watch.
Yeah, and also they've got the get out of if a storyline doesn't work or a character doesn't work, they can either have them paroled, or they can fuck them off to Barnhurst or whatever. So they've always got that get out as well. So the main story is the actual prison. Yeah. Or everything else is kind of can come and go at any point. So that's kind of how it works. In other shows where it takes place over a wider range of places, they can't do that as much. So that kind of works in its favour, I think.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I've not watched Prisoner now since the last episode was aired. So I haven't watched it back again, which
you're
is crazy,
in for a treat,
really.
Then. You're in for a treat.
But I would still say, if anyone asked me what is the best, like, end to a series, you know, payoff, final episode, I absolutely love the final episode.
I agree. I think it's up there with stuff. When people talk about things like Breaking Bad having a brilliant ending and stuff like that, and I go, it's all right.
Now forget
it wasn't Prisoner. Yeah. Good.
Forget Sopranos. Forget, you know, Breaking Bad. Forget anything else. It was this build up. I'm sure spoilers aren't an issue here, are they? But you know, the whole build up of you know. It was just the payoff of it, because I remember, I think, like I said, I started listening to the second podcast that you did, and he was talking, I can't remember the name of the guy, but he was talking about, you kind of suddenly found out that this is ending, and we had a panic on, and I just thought, how are they possibly going to end this show?
It was tied up within about, like, they were given very little notice, and to tie it up like that, within the space of maybe, like, 8 episodes or something, they were given the time to do it. Amazing.
It's generally one of those, you know, like you do see these, and I don't know if you're one of those people, but you know, you see these things where people are cheering in movie theaters because something's happened or something like that. Genuinely, when I watched the final
episode, it's called Being in America.
It was like, yes, like this is just the best thing I've ever watched. And the payoff of it was absolutely fantastic. The build up, So for me, the series, what I remember in my head, and I definitely watch a lot more of this, but I kind of remember from, and I did look this guy up, because all I remember him as is the guy out of Home and Away,
Al Stewart,
the guy who had the crossbow at one point in it, which I remember being absolutely ridiculous, but also fantastic TV.
I know the actor has a name. But he'll always be Al Stewart. He can't not be Al Stewart now, because that's it. They're all known by the names of the characters they played when I first saw them.
With
so Al
Craven,
Stewart
isn't
is that.
It?
Yeah, there's Helen Daniels, because I used to watch Neighbours as a kid.
All these
people, they've got real names, but they don't really matter.
And that's another thing. If you watch Prisoner, you'll just be like, Jesus, like that's somebody who's in, like, I'm pretty sure that
it's most of them, to be fair.
Yeah, like, well, that's the thing about Australian soaps. Like, eventually they're all in it, but it was that thing. So yeah, you'll have so many cross references with certainly Neighbours, Home and Away, which were big when I was a teenager. They were things that you come home and watch after school, kind of thing. It was a massive thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we covered this a little bit in the. In the Christmas episode, where there was a Neighbours scene which had about like 5 characters out of Prisoner in it. It was done deliberately like that. It was on Prisoner's 40th anniversary. For some reason, there was Neighbours decided to celebrate it. So you got Margot and Judy and Doreen. They're all in this scene together, and they're doing all these like kind of Prisoner related puns throughout the scene. So we covered that in the Christmas episode. So when you've got really nothing better to do, have a listen to it.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try. I will go back and listen to them, because it is. And I think I'm going to go back and watch a bit of Prisoner. I think I'm definitely going to. So I think, are they on YouTube? Are they just on YouTube, or is it Word?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube. They're all available on DVD. And also, I think they might be on the Channel 5 catch-up
website. I saw
website.
That as well.
Yeah, I had a look at a couple of those in the hope that they were in beautiful restored quality rather than YouTube rips. And I think the YouTube rips might actually be better standard than...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right.
The ones on YouTube are fantastic.
So I definitely
the
want
one
to
we're
go
about
back
to
and watch
watch.
some of it.
Yeah, the one we're about to watch was essentially stolen from YouTube. So it's
Oh, really?
right.
And
And
which kind of era is it of
well, that was it. It's done randomly.
yeah.
So all I do is put a random number generator up somewhere between number 1 and 692. And
If it's 692, I'm gonna lose my shit.
it's awesome. But it was somewhere pretty much slap bang in the middle. It's
Oh, okay.
386.
So that will be probably B towards the end, maybe.
I think it's late B.
Yeah.
So I've got a feeling she left around 400. It might even have been
I can't
episode
remember who Top Dog
400
was
was
after
her.
B.
Oh,
Was
there
it
was a
Judy?
few. There was a few. There was Myra. There was Nora, and there was a few different ones.
For me, it's.
Myra was all right, but Nora was bloody awful. Such a
It's
dull
just B
character.
or, again, I'm terrible with names, the biker girl, who,
Rita.
Rita, who, yeah, the Rita era for me is where we were really into it.
And the thing is, that's not that long. A lot of people associate it with being like a proper era, but it wasn't that long when
Is
was
it
on
like the
preeminent.
last, is it like the last 100 or something?
It's
Or is it
like in
maybe even
the
less than
is
that?
it it's like in the 600s. Yeah,
Really?
it's weird because I think it's because the 500s, you've got this era where they have the siege, right? And then after that, and until Rita shows up, there's like I think it's like the worst period then. It's when Nora was the top dog
I
and
don't really
the
remember Nora.
best way to do it. Best way to do
I
it.
think the thing is that the initial series I think was a bit more real and a bit more gritty and a bit more issue driven. And then
Yeah.
I think once Rita came into it kind of, they ramped up the ridiculous level of it at times. So like you say,
I
the
have no
guy with
issues with it being
and
ridiculous,
that, but it also
but
became, it was just fantastic watching.
if you're going to go ridiculous, go full on
Yeah.
ridiculous with a crossbow. That's what
Yeah.
you might as well go all the way rather than be as like melodramatic as someone like Nora was. And anyway, right,
Let's have
so
a look.
we've got episode 386. And because if you're like me, the actual episode numbers mean nothing to you. So you kind of can't say, oh, yeah, episode 386, that's where this happens. Well, you can. Mark could in the first series. He knew everything off heart,
He
but I
got a
can't.
photographic memory of
I
every
can't anymore.
episode of Cell Block.
So what I've done is I've prepared a little recap of episode 385.
Previously, on Prisoner Cell Block H, Sharon sets about attacking Helen again until Judy stops her, as the police arrive to investigate the complaint. Wally takes San for dinner in a place which very definitely isn't a veggie restaurant. Helen, Sharon and Judy are taken in for questioning. Joan's niece, Lucy, visits with her boyfriend Wayne,
I love how
and
many
breaks in
characters there
when
are.
Joan doesn't answer. Sharon is charged with malicious wounding, Helen with kidnapping and Judy with accessory to abduction. Helen refuses bail to stay with her sister but pays Judy's bail. Joan fails to recognize Lucy when she returns home and finds her asleep on the front porch. Helen and Sharon are taken to Wentworth and Pixie is shocked when Helen tells her why she's been in
Oh, Pixie's
Wentworth
in it.
before.
Pixie's
Lucy
like
tells Joan she wants to
early
stay with
bits.
her to give her chance to look for a job, but she has other motives. Her boyfriend brings round drugs to hide in Joan's house. He
Sounds
tells her
great.
they could set up as dealers if they could get hold of a few $100. And gives the go-ahead to Petra's classes, despite Joan saying how pointless they have been in the past.
Not like
Colleen
her.
specifically warns Scott about Pixie and her attempts to get out on psychiatric grounds. Petra hears Lizzie mention Scott's name and drops an iron on
Can't
her foot
remember
to get to
Petra off
see
the top of my
him.
head.
It is
Didn't mention
apparent that they
Petra.
know each other intimately and that Petra didn't want him to contact her as she expects to be found guilty so they cannot now get married. Anne is angry with Wally for deceiving her about the events at Driscoll, but he protests that he only invited her out because he enjoyed her company. Sharon talks loudly in the dining room about the religious life to Pixie so Helen can hear. Maxine takes Sharon's side against the oldies and tells Judy she may lose both her jobs and Driscoll House closed down.
Sharon
rejects
Helen,
Helen and accuses her of only getting involved so she could get hold of her inheritance.
So Pixie Driscoll House is like the halfway thing
Scott
when they get them out.
Yeah. By mentioning the bells she hears come from Mars, he quips that she's lucky they don't come from Uranus. The women take sides about Sharon, Maxine for Sharon and Lizzie for Helen. Pixie forgets the tablets Scott gave her and returns to the surgery where Scott is just about to kiss Petra, and promptly tells the women what she's seen. Kay visits Helen to pass on information from an ex-Woodridge inmate about Lionel Fellows, and warns that Fellows is out for revenge over the photo of him and Ted Douglas. Lucy cons money out of Joan to buy clothes to make a better impression
so
at interviews, which she hands over to Wayne. Scott tells Judy the truth about his relationship with Petra. B tries to talk to Sharon, but when Colleen arrives on the scene just as Sharon attacks B, it is B who is accused of hitting Sharon. Colleen puts B in solitary. Peter comes to Driscoll to tell Judy that Colin Burton has died.
is that the full episode? There's some interesting bits there. I think anything that involves, I think Joan Ferguson is just
amazing.
It's just like one of the great characters of anything.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I was going to do a thing about just like asking everyone on this about who their favorite character is. But if your favorite character isn't Joan Ferguson, you haven't been watching.
No, it's the show is it becomes once she's in it, it's her show. It's like it's kind of like The Simpsons without Homer, or it's South Park without Cartman. It just would lose its meaning without her. And I remember, like I say, Vera the first one, but for me, I don't remember. I remember Meg because she was kind of a nice one. You kind of remember
Meg's always there.
Yeah, but doesn't really add anything.
I don't know. She does some atrocious acting at times. But
Joan Ferguson, like the whole lot. But it's interesting because like she has these occasional moments where she softens for a few episodes or maybe a week, and then
it feels
suddenly,
weird.
But not. It doesn't last long.
It's the writers trying to give her like depth, and you go, and everyone watching is going, we don't want her to have depth.
We just want
her to be the freak. That's what we want from her.
It is what I remember is mainly her, for the program. And she drove so many the great storylines from it.
Yeah, it's weird to think that for the first like over a third of its existence, she wasn't in it.
I know.
It's quite weird to think of it like that. Right. So. The mentions of Sharon there, and I was trying to think of who Sharon
was. Can't remember.
And I think Sharon is Helen's sister who was involved with the cult. I think that might be.
Right.
If that's wrong, then.
I think they mentioned Lizzie in an episode here as well. I think they mentioned Lizzie might be in there.
I think Lizzie, B, and Doreen all left around the same time. So Lizzie and Doreen should still be around at this point. So we will see.
B's right. Still top dog offs.
B should still be top dog at this point, yeah. Okay, so let's have a look at episode 386.
Why not watch along with us? It's the best way to enjoy our insightful analysis. There's a YouTube link in the episode blurb.
What's happened?
Colin Burton didn't pull through. He died late this afternoon.
It was literally the last four words of the recap.
There's Lizzie.
Yeah.
B.
Ian Brown.
Anyhow, old Clueface reckons the bee was something to kill. I don't know. B's gonna be ropeable when she gets out of that pound. wonder young Sheridan doesn't want to come in.
Oh, get serious. She had to go and see the governor. Anyway, maybe she can fancy having breakfast with a bunch of wowsers who keep trying to run her life.
What would you know? You can't even run your own bloody life.
I thought you weren't speaking to me.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't waste me bloody breath.
Come on, cut it out, the two of you.
You tell her to cut it out. I'm allowed to have my own opinions and I still...
Do you remember the names of these ones?
Yeah, I assume someone scratched Helen.
You won't even listen to it. Sounds all right to me. All they do is sit around and love each other. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
For God's sake, Maxine, I have
I assume Helen got scratched.
There's a lot more to
because,
it than that, believe me.
That makeup suggests so, anyway.
Don't you go getting mixed up in it.
Now you're trying to tell me what to do. How come everyone over 30 reckons they know better than we do?
Please, you mustn't argue. It's bad for your digestion.
The sensible thing I've heard all morning.
That's right. Cease fire over the meal, okay?
Listen, don't worry. If I know B, she's
dead.
What?
Oh, no.
He died last night.
Oh, Sharon, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe it. I still don't know how it all happened. They're charging me with murder.
I've remembered now. They were trying to get her.
Hey, there's like, a few in this morning.
They were trying
Annie
to unbrainwash
her. I also ring after nine.
And she
so she
the
was in a cult.
Oh sure,
she was in a cult. And they were trying to unbrainwash her, and she stabbed the guy who was trying to unbrainwash her, and that was that's
get
dead Colin, who they were phoned to.
You sadistic little bitch! I saw that.
Here we go.
Push me round, you old dyke.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Oh, I just pack your things and get out right now.
That must be a niece, I think it said in the synopsis, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maxine, can we talk?
You mean if you can lecture me again, I reckon I've had a gutful already.
I do not want to lecture anyone, especially you. It's just that this whole thing has got way out of hand.
Yeah? And whose fault's that?
Oh, okay. You've got me down as the villain of the piece, and right now I'm too wrung out to argue with you. But you saw Sharon's face in...
Yeah, and now she's copping a murder charge because you want her to do things your way.
I never wanted it to go that far. None of us did. Maxine, whether you believe it or not, I really love that kid.
I assume you didn't see the cult, because otherwise you'd definitely remember it if you saw it.
I'm thinking like this might be the like kind of that lost period for me.
I'm not going to change my mind about
it. It was one of the worst.
Remember too many of these characters.
It was so funny, but in terms of actual a plot device, it was one of the worst things they ever did. It was absolutely mad.
Is all this worth losing a friend over?
I don't remember the cults. I really don't. So.
Okay, I'll they spoke about it for a few episodes, and then they finally did a reveal, and it was a man who looked like Noel Edmonds sitting in some kind of like a room that's got like 20 school chairs all like
how much
all set up.
Look, Arnie Joan,
and apparently
I'm
he's the great one leading
please
this cult.
Well, I know I've missed things.
Oh, so the dog was obviously sniffing
you're
out those drugs.
And that's the last thing I need around here. You deliberately attacked that dog for no reason, and I won't stand for that.
I mean, that coat's a good enough reason to be thrown out, surely.
Don't worry, I'm going.
That is hideous, isn't it?
It's, because when it was, like, from, like, late 70s to mid-80s.
You still have several $100 of mine. I want it back.
So I'm trying to work out when this episode is. This has got to be, like, about 83.
I've got no job, nowhere to stay.
So,
I need that money.
83 please, in Australia was like 1976, 1977, everywhere
has
else.
Has never made a difference when I've needed any help. All right.
That's not meant as a criticism. That just seems to be the way it was.
I'll pay you back, I promise. Oh, you'll pay me back, all right. You'd be a very silly little
Joan
girl.
Joan seems by far the best actress in it as well.
I'll never forget a debt.
Oh, there's a few good ones. I've said on some of these before that the people always criticise the bad acting and stuff like that.
Miss Roberts,
and there
I'm
is
Ray
some
Gilbert.
Bad acting in it.
The
it's just that
yes, I know.
It stands out because it
the
is bad.
Reception said you were in the hospital.
And everyone else's is fine.
Just run down.
And that's
please,
why the
Mr.
bad
Gilbert,
acting sticks out.
Well, I have to talk to you about your defence.
But they now, must have been churning it out.
Our best
like,
bet is diminished responsibility.
A ridiculous rate to have that many episodes.
I don't understand.
If you think of it, it's 692 episodes in 7 years.
Miss Roberts, as your lawyer,
At least not by my. That's like two a week for 7 years.
It was a court's decision to appoint you.
Granted, but I still intend to defend you. The least you can do is give me something to go on.
I told everything to the police.
Yes, I know. I have a copy of the statement, but I need more.
Well, I have nothing else to say.
And that's two TV hours as well. Nothing. Most states are half an hour.
With only that statement, I can't.
It's the equivalent of there being like four episodes a week for 7 years.
No, Mr. Gilbert, you don't understand. There's no way anyone can defend me. It's literally like peak
Coronation Street levels of like getting stuff out, isn't it?
Yeah, they on like three times a week. I'm not sure, but
ah, there you go, the law guru.
I told you what I saw. Poor Petra.
I haven't seen Door. Maybe Door's already gone.
Dr. Collins has got. There isn't enough for all of us.
One thing I think I can remember is that if you were on the press,
you were top dog.
So is she top dog at the moment?
Well, we haven't seen B, have we?
Or B in solitary.
But B might be in solitary or hospital or something. Or maybe she's escaped again.
You shouldn't let what other people think turn us against each other.
That's what I've been trying to tell
Didn't Lizzie
you.
Have well, about 15 heart attacks as well on the program?
Are you going to be friends again?
Well,
I love
the problem
that,
is, she always pretended she was having a heart attack, which was a lie. Anyway, which means if she did have a real one, no one probably noticed.
For you, Maxie, you always run off at the mouth before you get your brain in gear.
Lizzie's hair is at its peak emo Phillips here, isn't it?
Yeah. She's one of my favourite characters. I think she added a bit of comedy relief in every, you know, every episode. There's always a bit with Lizzie.
No, I just hold your horses.
They had it when she left. They didn't really. She was a popular character, so she got released as a kind of feel-good story. And then they go, "All right, what are we going to do with Lizzie now?" And they didn't really know, so they just had to put her back in.
A bit like that, what is it? It's just like that whole Shawshank Redemption guy, isn't it? When he gets released, she didn't know what to do with herself.
At least she didn't top herself.
No, they brought her back.
I mean, spoiler alert for the Shawshank Redemption, which to be fair has got to be 30 years old now.
Yes, Mr. Riley, what can I do for you?
Well, it seems like we've yet to do a check on the new...
She's not the original Wentworth.
Governor.
I have all the plans here.
In fact, we must be quite early into her reign.
So too, Mr. Barlow, what about today?
That would be fine.
Well, lovely
suit.
We'd like to complete the fire.
I mean, brown, the brown beige. And
shall we say later this morning?
Beige carpet he had as well.
Come in.
Oh, thank you for your cooperation.
Not at all. I'll be happy to give you any assistance you need when you're here.
We've commented on it before about how beige and brown everything is.
Well, how are you feeling today, Robert?
In one of the later series, everything goes khaki.
Well, don't do any work unless you really feel up to it.
It's a real step up.
I'm worried about you.
I'm all right.
Probably
really.
Just like ran out Things of the beige paint in production.
That's understandable.
They got a new job lot.
Cheer you up a bit.
I thought you got the prison where everything's grey and the women are wearing dark blue. And then outside the prison, everything's beige and people are wearing brown. And that's kind of what it is.
Reimbursed for the outlay on these.
That's why that girl's jacket stood out.
I found some books that my son Paul had left from his HSC year. I don't know whether they're any use to, but he says you're
welcome.
Thanks, Mrs. Reynolds. I'm assuming she's
just been admitted or something.
When can I start?
They are usually wearing uniforms.
She'll be on remand, won't she?
I'm afraid it'll have to be during recreation time.
If you're on remand, you can wear your own clothes.
I'll let the others know. Thanks again.
I've just remembered who she is. She's Petra, and she's having. She's engaged to the doctor or something like that. I've just remembered now.
Please, Mrs. Reynolds. I just can't cope with
unless,
this right now.
Unless that's a big reveal especially later in the episode, in which case, I have to spoil that for you. But I think that was mentioned in the recap.
Especially your sister.
There's usually somebody in at some point.
She's all right, isn't
always
she?
Who shouldn't.
Oh, your aunt's a bit worried about her.
There's always like loads
apparently
of career criminals.
She refuses to eat until she sees.
And then there's
you.
Usually one who's like obviously shouldn't really be there. I think that's when I first started, I'm sure there was somebody who was like.
Lynn
had been admitted, he definitely shouldn't
I just
be there.
Don't want to hurt
yeah,
him.
Lynn, who was the.
Come on,
let's not beat around the bush. The pretty one they put in prison in order to get people to watch it.
Yeah.
Massive eyes, long blonde hair, but really, really dull as a character.
Who is?
The Reverend Alfred.
Alpha Centauri.
I think that's a good thing about it as well. I mean, you know, not to disparage them, carrying on, but you know, you had kind of even seen him. All of these other glitzy, the you know, even like other soaps, they always have these people in there. And I think the thing about Prisoners, you know, like, it really has normal looking people in
it. It has no glamour whatsoever.
Oh, never. I think that's
it's the opposite of Dynasty or something.
It was
like
never.
That.
I could never. I could not really could ever point to a single episode where you say, "Oh, any glamour is involved."
His real name is James Blackman, and that he's conned millions of dollars out of poor drongos who thought he was the ant's pants.
Yeah, well, drongos. I never said that.
There's a word I've not heard for 30 years.
If had half a chance.
Will everyone get their money back, Lizzie?
No, he shot through. Isn't it amazing?
That was the Noel Edmonds cult leader.
Drongos get sucked in. I've not done it again, haven't I? Reckon the new doc would give me a brain transplant? What I got's not working too good.
Don't blame yourself, Maxine. A hell of a lot of people were taken in by him.
Yeah, but I reckon I need my ears washing out, only what am I gonna say to Lizzie?
Oh, fine, no, Lizzie, it shouldn't be too difficult. I just hope this doesn't hit Sharon too hard when she finds out. She was
the one on the right, I'm sure she was something else at some point. She's definitely been in
she's got no one.
Another Aussie soap, I'm sure.
Possibly. She was in and out of Prisoner, like, maybe 4 or 5 times.
Was she?
Yeah, she was like a recurring guest star. Because she used to get put in for a couple of weeks. It was almost like they wanted someone who was able to communicate with the outside world on occasion.
Here we go.
Excuse me. Yes, can I help you? You're the building inspector from Public Works? Yes, Barlow's the name. Barlow, eh?
I love the background music.
I'm gonna do one of these about the music, just about the incidental music. Yeah.
There isn't much music in it at all, is there? It's like
good because I'm so glad I was so worried
remember
about
anyway.
Yesterday.
Thanks for looking.
Sometimes it's actually quite subtle, but
so what about this
occasionally something will happen and it will just
seems like a very good
completely overshadow everything else that's going on.
I think I'm in love and I haven't even seen him yet. If anyone's interested, Mrs. Reynolds gave me the school books this morning. First class is after lunch.
Beauty!
Oh, that's terrific. We need something to get us out of this rut round here.
I wonder how many of Lizzie's lines really were just shouting Beauty or Ripper or...
You mean the three of
Drongo.
No, there was two of them. Ricky and Ray. Real spunky little devils with knobbly knees.
I hear it. Glad to hear everybody's having a good time. Lizzie, telegram for you.
Oh, good. Meg. Why'd you have to spoil
There's Meg
things?
Doing her admin
those
again.
It's always mean bad news.
Well, come on, not this time. It's actually very good news.
Mrs. I think Morris. It's about 90% of Meg's scenes are actually just doing admin.
Sharon, is she okay? Well, didn't like, weren't there like your entire family prison guards?
Why do they always remember? Have to.
Like she comes from a long line of prison guards.
No, she was born in prison. Her mum was a crimp.
Lots of news.
And she was born in prison.
Oh, right.
But then later on. And also her husband. Her first husband.
Dog, Lizzie. He sounds pretty keen on you.
Rubbish. Was a prison guard as well.
Well, you can put it away now, Lizzie. Dr. Collins wants you
and
to
then
check
later
check
on, up. Her son's
I
a prison guard.
Check up, Mrs. M. I feel as though I could take on the whole...
Right at the end of the series, her son's.
Well, what do you know? Telegram all those thousands of miles. You wouldn't credit it, would you? Now the dog. Well, I'll have to start beating them off with sticks soon.
I do like Maxine's character because she's incredibly Aussie.
Couldn't have happened at a worse time
and
for us.
Have you ever heard the actress
I'm afraid this
speak?
Kind of publicity is bad.
She doesn't sound like that at all. She's
really,
she's really totally up to the Aussie on it.
I don't believe it. It can't be true.
Well, of course, it's no direct reflection on you. It seems that all the members of the commune were taken in by this Blackman. Just the same, we were relying very heavily on his evidence as a character witness.
If it's true, then I've got no one. I've got nothing left.
Well, it's not entirely hopeless. We have an unexpected ace in the hole.
A witness? Who?
Well, it seems that although Peter Shannon was involved in the deprogramming, his sympathies lie very much with you. He's prepared to help us.
Peter Shannon? But how can he? He's appearing for the prosecution.
Yes, he is, but he told me that he's prepared to testify to the fear and mental anguish that you are subjected to. It might just be enough to sway the jury.
Peter Shannon. I thought he was against me, that he was going to hurt me.
On the contrary, Miss Smart. Right now...
I think as much as sometimes as well, it is ridiculous, prisoner.
Yes, it is.
I think... I, many years ago, I used to be a lawyer.
My name on the wireless. I didn't think it
I'm not
right
anymore,
back,
but I used to be.
Just a moment, Lizzie.
And I do find that a lot of programs you watch, you do think, God, they're taking the mickey with the law here.
How
but I think the prisoners are usually
reasonably
on point with quite a few things.
I'd say you've got the body of a 35-year-old.
I think the plot drives everything. If someone needs to get off on a technicality, they'll get off on a technicality.
Right.
If they need to be unfairly sent down, they're unfairly sent down.
Listen to your heart.
Oh, I don't suppose I'll be able to find that.
Yeah, the justice within the prison has always been my biggest problem because someone dies and they'll just assume it's the person nearest to them. All the time. If someone finds a body, they'll go, "What have you done this for?" I haven't done it.
You can stop looking, Doc.
You're doing, Lizzie.
Well, I'll be back.
Lizzie, what do you think you're doing?
Oh, I was just looking for your stethemajig.
And what have you got there?
Oh, this dropped out of your pocket. But don't worry, I won't tell her, so I like a bit of romance myself.
Look, Lizzie, I don't know what you think you saw.
Oh, come off it, Doc. I'm too long in the tooth not to believe my own eyes. Anyway, I think she's a lovely girl and she shouldn't be in here with the rest of us.
Look, Lizzie, I can assure you.
I told you.
Oh, the doctor's going out with...
It's our little secret.
Petra.
Yeah, yeah.
I still don't understand.
Oh, get rid of that jacket, woman.
A sweet setup because of a bloody dog.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly thrilled about it myself. For one thing, I haven't got anywhere to stay now.
Also, she's a criminal. You'd think she'd want to be a bit more inconspicuous than wearing that.
Dump, thanks for nothing.
Well, isn't she? She's the freak's niece.
She's the freak's niece.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's the way it goes, isn't it? I think.
As soon as we get the really big bread rolling in, we can get a fancy place together, if you like.
You'll do it then. The hard stuff.
It's what you want, isn't it?
You better believe it, lover. I don't intend to live like a pig 1 minute longer than I have to.
It's good to have ambition, isn't it?
Yes, any problems?
Well, the building inspector's here. I gathered from what he said that you were expecting him.
There you go. Meg on admin as well.
I've also double-checked with his office.
You better show him in.
I like pointing out every time she does it. She shows people in, tells...
Mrs. Reynolds.
She stands at the back during...
I've got a feeling I'm interrupting your lunch.
Visits.
That's quite all right.
We kept you waiting. Did she ever make...
I'll arrange for an officer to take you round.
Meg.
She did once for...
It's all the same to you, Mrs. Reynolds.
No.
She never made respect, governor.
I know what I'm looking for.
I think at best she was deputy governor and sitting governor for like 10 seconds when someone else
for your protection.
Was acting on the toilet. Governor while the other one went to the toilet, basically.
Yeah, I think that was as long as it was. But I think officially she didn't want the job.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
But she also really wanted the job of deputy governor.
Oh, if you have any questions while I'm out,
it shows very much
my deputy governor,
limited
Powell,
ambition on her part.
You've been very kind. I only wish all my calls were this easy.
And then he even
so
told
she'll
me
take the extra money, but she doesn't want all the responsibility.
As for the rest of me, well, I reckon he was only kidding, Birdsworth. Just shut up, will you?
Ah, there's B.
Well, about time. I thought you were going to starve me to death.
Now that would take years, Smith. Come on, Birdsworth, hurry it up.
Get out of What do you reckon?
The new doc's got a girlfriend.
Birdsworth, stop mumbling. I haven't got all day.
You can't not.
I said move it, Birdsworth.
Not spill the beans,
all right, oh, Miss Ferguson.
Yeah, previous scene. I won't tell anyone. No. Next scene, immediately telling
someone. Your secret's safe with me. She's a lovely girl. Good luck to you. First chance she gets.
I think that's the law in the in soap operas and these sort of shows, though. No one's allowed to keep a secret. It's like they did.
Look, Anne, I'm just trying to apologise. What happened yesterday, I was trying to help a friend and had nothing to do with us.
I wasn't aware there wasn't us.
Look, having dinner with you last night was one of the nicest things that's happened to me for a long time. I realise it started out with some sort of ulterior motive, but that wasn't the way it finished. Was it?
Please, Wally, I haven't got much time. I've got to get to the bank.
You're a very attractive woman. I would really like to get to know you better. Of course, if you'd rather not get
that
to know me...
That has nothing to do with it.
And what the hell are we arguing for?
I don't really know. I think I've been overreacting to everything that's happened during the last 2 days.
Then, what about overreacting to an invitation to lunch? No Driscoll house, no ulterior motives, just us. What do you say?
I know Wally's meant to be a nice guy.
After
in this.
All that,
he does seem rather creepy.
He looks, I mean, you know, if you put all the dialogue out of that.
Looks like he slept in a hedge.
Homeless man approaches woman asking for change. It could have easily been that. He just looks so disheveled.
You see, this is what I mean about the music.
Yeah.
It's Jaws, isn't it? It's the thing from Jaws.
With almost a little bit of
it's the Western. I don't know what that thing is they hit.
Yeah,
that rattle percussion instrument. Yeah, it's gonna be a bomb, isn't it?
Just let some random guy walk around the prison.
the prison is as secure or insecure as the story dictates. I love it when when the siege happened, and they had these four trained marine types who found it impossible to get out of the prison with machine guns.
And then,
a few episodes before that, Myra just walks out by putting on a hat.
All about it, and I reckon it's great having a bit of romance in this.
Like you say, they're willing to.
Did Pixie tell you?
No, I did a bit of sticky peeking. It's a fit
how they want it.
Me down with a fan when I saw him with
this
your
week,
photo.
Don't want high security. I told him. Next week, no. And it's
a secret between us.
So we've always talked about Doreen as being the best.
Rubbish. How can it
plot
be
reliant character? Because she's as smart or as stupid as the plot needs her to be.
That's the very reason why I have to end it. I'm going to be here for years. I can't expect him to wait forever. It isn't fair.
Oh, don't count your chickens. You haven't even had your trial yet.
That won't make any difference at all. I don't have any defense to offer.
Well, even if you did it, you must have had a bloody good reason. Just tell him, love.
It's not that simple.
So what? I can't remember Lizzie. She was in. She was obviously in for a long time.
It's not worth.
So I'm assuming it must have been a murder.
She served 20 years for a murder she didn't commit. Then got released, given 40 quid, and released. And then she realised she missed being in prison, and so she started doing like petty crimes to get sent back down.
Did he do that to you?
Bit of shoplifting, that kind of thing.
When I was 15.
Yeah.
And then regularly until I got out of that house. Even when I was at teacher's college, I dreaded coming home for visits.
I think Petra must get off at the trial
so
then, because I don't remember that much.
I think she's one of those characters, like I say, she comes in, she shouldn't be there, she gets out pretty quick.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably it.
She's not one of those that's going to hang around for years.
They don't have a storyline to develop beyond a few
just
episodes.
Just after my charming father got drunk and boasted about it. I just told him about Scott and I. I guess he figured he'd break us up and he'd have me all to himself again.
Does the doc know all about this?
He knew there was something emotionally wrong with me when we met. But he was so patient.
See, there's what? some Simon Bates Hour tune music in the background, if you listen carefully.
My sister Emma. I wanted her to come and live with me after Mum died. But she loved him so much. And he swore to me he wouldn't touch her. I was so stupid to believe him.
You mean he had a
dramatic monologue.
Nobody would blame your love if you just told them the truth.
Maybe they wouldn't.
This is why I didn't like Nora, because her entire character was just made of dramatic monologues.
I just can't do that to her.
You mean? Yeah, I think there are a lot of them in this.
But that's all she had. Someone would speak to her and she'd turn away and deliver a minute-long monologue. And that's all she did all the time. And it was never interesting.
Can I help you?
Dum-dum.
I certainly hope so. I'm Frank Barlow.
It's a bit more music.
Right. Colin Powell.
Bass player's getting overtime.
Yes, Mrs. Reynolds said I should see you if I had any problems.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect to get lost there.
Well, that's easily fixed. Which direction are you heading in?
The border room. These corridors can get a bit confusing.
Yes, they can. But you're on the right track. It's this way.
So I do remember that officer, but no idea of her name. But she seems like someone that she was
Mrs. Powell. Colleen.
Problems with the renovations.
As a matter of fact, I haven't found a lot that needs amending at all.
When Vera left, when old Vinegar Tits left, they tried to make her the new nasty prison guard. But
that's all right, I'll wait with you.
It didn't really work.
Don't want you getting
because
lost
she'd already been in it for ages as a kind of all right one.
Your job, Mrs.
So Vera was, that she was nasty, but she just wasn't. I don't know.
Ooh.
All right, if you finish writing out that passage, I think we'll get started. It might
she
be
wasn't
a good
nasty
idea
enough, was she really?
She was very nasty, but when they kind of looked into her backstory a bit, you could see why she had so much hatred.
And she was all, even though she was a bit nasty with it, she was kind of.
Didn't have pictures of motorbikes in them.
I can remember
that kind of. She stuck to the rules, didn't she?
Yeah, but her life was awful. When you looked at her life outside the prison, it was pretty pathetic.
It was like the fruit could just fit you up, plant stuff, do whatever she wanted.
Oh, yeah, Joan's a psychopath. That's the difference. She's an absolute psychopath.
That I take teaching pretty seriously. I don't mean that learning can't be fun. But I'm not going to have you spoil it for everyone else. So either sit down and shut up or go away and let us get on with it.
Good on you, love. That's telling you. Hey, what are we going to read?
Well, that piece you were writing about is from a book called Moby Dick.
Oh, beauty. Looks like we're going to have some spicy stuff after all. Oh, bugger you, Maxie. You wasted the whole lesson.
You should have gone while you had the chance. Something personal. Believe me, I gave you an out, but you wouldn't take it. Said you had a job to do. Well, so do I, lady. And for the money they're paying me, I'm not taking any chance on you.
So someone has pointed out to me before that pretty much every male character in the show is an absolute twat. And it's kind of true.
Yeah, I can't think of any really, you know, even if they were all right for a little bit, they end up being a twat. I can't think of anybody.
Some of them are slightly twattish, some of them are complete twats, but they're all twats. A lot of them.
Easy now. No noise.
No noise.
Guys, this guy's
no noise. He shouts.
Both be in pieces. See this little baby? It's a little present for anyone who gets too nosy. You trip this wire.
I love how they make sure they explain their fiendish plan.
Like a comic book character kind of thing.
Superb. Why 3 hours? How far has he got to go in 3 hours?
Did he say it for 3 hours?
Yeah, because it was 3 hours, 11 minutes, and then the seconds were ticking down. He's just going to beat Colleen up for 3 hours.
Ha ha.
Oh, he's already gone. It's just going to sit there for 3 hours now.
The doctor out.
So long, sweetheart. Pleasant dreams.
There you go. Definitely a twat.
Like, as if you're going to say that. But this is that's again where it became such a great program. Is those scoffy moments that you get in it.
Yeah.
We would absolutely live for those moments.
Well, the early years with Jock Stewart in, and
I suppose you come to gloat over
absolute bastard of a man, but such a great character.
Do you think I'm getting any pleasure out of saying I told you so? You're wrong. If anyone's to blame for this whole mess, it's me.
You haven't killed anyone. That's something that I have to live with for the rest of my life. You still can't believe it. I thought I'd found some peace, some way to cope with the world. Now it's just one huge nightmare.
Oh, sweetie, I tried to tell you the man was a phony. You're a bright kid. I thought you'd work that out for yourself.
Maybe I didn't want to work it out for myself. Okay, you've proved you were right and I was wrong. But that doesn't make me wrong about everything. Being with people who can work together...
They're wrong about this, why she's in prison. 24
hours a day is where I want to be. You had no right to treat me like I was crazy just because I didn't fit into your idea of how I should live my life.
I never had an idea of how you should live your life. I only ever had an idea that Alpha Centauri wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Is that the name of the cult?
Yeah,
Alpha Centauri.
I know. They're going to put me in jail for years, all because you love me.
I think they had more grandiose plans for it until they realised they reached the story where they had to see the cult. And they went, oh shit, we haven't got any money.
That it was me that took you away from everything you cared about and confused you so you couldn't think straight.
It was dragged out a bit. I remember it being really funny when they finally revealed it.
Do you think I would let you go down for something?
And it was just Noel Edmonds wearing a crown.
So did you actually see the cult and the whole thing behind it? It wasn't just...
No, you just saw the leader once.
But Sharon, there
I can't remember, there wasn't much done outside the prison, was there really?
Judy is such a good mate of mine.
No, not really. They really had to do it any extra sets. Even when they were in the pub, you could tell it had the same walls as the cells.
It just cut the bars down and put it like a...
She didn't see you in Driscoll. How could she know?
Okay, I don't suppose it matters anyway. They'll either believe me or they won't.
Well, I don't think there's anything to worry about there. I have a feeling everything's going to be okay.
This is this is the dullest version of Helen, I think. She's normally quite...
I shouldn't have doubted you both like
quite
that.
Funny and lively.
I'm sorry.
But this story was a bit shit for her. She's normally
been waiting
quite a good character.
No, not too long. I had some of the women to see
Judy,
anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, Anne, I've had a lot of time to think about what happened yesterday.
She was just, from what I remember, she was just like a nicey kind of character.
She was.
But
when she was,
and me,
when she was a bit harsh, she was always so nice.
Well, that's not the point.
It was kind of righteous.
The house is just brick and mortar.
Yeah.
It's what the house stands for that matters. I don't want to lose my job.
Can you see their faces at the department? If they fire you and then find you're their landlady, stop worrying.
But she,
I'm sure they're not
she
let
got
that
out,
happen.
Didn't she? She ended up the halfway
you mean
house.
Let me stay on.
Yeah, she ran.
Well,
it.
I told them that you were completely in the dark about what was happening
but
last
I think she got out like three times. It's the same
there's
with
no earthly reason to fire
when
you, as long
Lizzie,
as you
they
the
kept
job.
Releasing her, but they had to continue their story because they were a popular
Come
character.
On, Judy, you know they have to cover themselves.
And so sooner or later,
all,
they
just
stick to what they know, which is
too.
To put them back in the prison.
Let's face it, if you weren't cleared of the charges, you'd end up in prison again.
Oh, terrific.
Well, there's no chance of that, is there? You're innocent. So there's nothing to worry about.
There are, but there must be about 15 different plot lines going
Joan,
on in this program.
Well, she's on duty at lunch.
Moment,
and then
that's
I...
crazy.
No,
it's like
you've
got some guy planting a bomb.
Lunch was 2 hours.
Got drugs
ago.
Being planted in the freak's house. You've got
probably signed up
doctors
early.
Going out with somebody who's inside.
It's almost like they're seeing that they're throwing so many plots at it and just seeing which ones stick and going with those afterwards. See, you didn't even mention the cult there.
You know, I'm not surprised you had trouble finding solitary.
That's what I mean. It's not like they had the cult out of desperation because they were short of ideas. There's loads of other plots going on.
They look exactly
the same. Just decided they wanted to do that as well.
You didn't have any real problems then?
Pardon?
She was in it a long time.
Yeah, she joined in second year, maybe?
There won't be anything left to worry about after today.
Oh, well, that is good news. You didn't ever see the
place. So there were male guards, weren't there, at one point?
There were a few.
Well, it was a mess.
Well, on here, you can see, I think it was called Steve at the back there. On my backdrop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he was there, and there was a few later on. There was Dennis, the pathetic Yorkshireman. There was...
Was he actually a Yorkshireman?
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Reynolds. It's Sergeant Lewis,
and
COD.
There was...
sorry to trouble you. We have a Mr. Barlow here with us at the moment.
Obviously, Alf Barlow. Stewart later on.
You mean the building Craven. Inspector?
Yes,
also, his amazing shades in war.
Yeah, but I always think that's because
I'm not following you.
Alf Stewart's been in this twice before. People are going to recognise him. Let's put him in disguise.
He's identification.
I put some shades on.
That's right. He was in it. Sergeant, like, he wasn't all. He'd like been in it a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah, there's a few different people who were that.
Is he still on the premises?
I'm not sure.
Well,
it just shows how big the acting school was in.
We'll have someone there as
Australia at the time.
Yes, of course.
Look, we don't know, but this fellow could be dangerous. You'd better get straight into it.
Yes, thank you. Coral? Is Mrs. Powell out there with you? I see. Would you send someone to get her and tell her that I want to see her immediately? And,
If only he hadn't put Barlow 3 hours on the bomb, it'd have gone off by now.
How long ago?
It is supposed to be, like...
It's not even like a set time. It's not like an hour, or it's not even 3 hours. It was 3 hours, 11 minutes, and like 40 seconds. I don't know, mate. That's just the time that comes on it.
Well,
he's got to get out of a prison, right? So you could say, all right, give himself an hour.
Was it 3 hours, 11 minutes?
He 3 hours, 11 minutes, and like 40 seconds, I think.
It's like the normal, yeah, all right.
It didn't even start bang on the hour. No.
Hey, you like that one?
Can't you hear me laughing?
Come on, Maxine. How about giving Pixie a hand to load the dryers?
Maybe they're mystical numbers, like in Lost.
Manicure girls.
Now, there's a program as well. God.
It really was a wonderful story, Max. I read it 3 times.
Robert, you've got a visitor.
My sister?
Yeah, she's waiting in the garden office by phone.
That is Meg's job, isn't it?
Go on.
She does have me, yeah.
You'll see.
You need to go here.
I'm convinced she was actually paid as a prison warden and just told to do admin and didn't even realise there were cameras there. Oh, I couldn't see how long was left.
I was almost looking to see whether it had gone up. Which could easily happen.
It's not even a timer, it's just a clock. Nice eye acting, Colleen.
Yeah, it's these moments that made this program great. These...
Careful of the tripwire that he told you about. I mean, it'd be easier if he hadn't mentioned it at all, then you wouldn't know it was there.
He should have just... Yeah, but maybe he thought, well...
3 hours, 46, 51.
It's gone off.
It's just a clock. I think it might just be a clock.
I keep thinking about what will happen.
Maybe it's
going to
go off at 4 o'clock.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because of the bad dreams. What are we going to do?
Nobody's going to find out, Emma. I told you that.
He didn't even set it off properly. That's why.
You don't want me to be worrying about you all the time, do you?
Maybe think of a bomb on an analog thing. Don't want you to be in here, Petra.
Awful.
Well,
I want you to come home.
I think traditionally they used to use alarm clocks because they'd vibrate at the end of the time and that would set the bomb off.
I want you, Petra.
I'm not quite sure how that would affect the digital clock.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Now you just stop that.
It wasn't your fault, and I won't have you blaming yourself. I should have done something about this years ago. And you wouldn't have to put up with all this now.
I can't let them lock you up for something I did.
You just listen to me. You are never to mention that to anyone again.
The background guards are great. They never get any lines.
And that was the last time I saw her. Now I've checked with Joan and she hasn't seen her either.
Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't worry, but...
Won't you see me, Mrs. Reynolds?
Yes, Joyce. You were the one who saw Mr. Barlow out when he left, weren't you?
Yes. Oh, very charming man.
Oh, I hope I haven't done anything wrong.
Beautiful, beautiful taste in bombs.
Charming he might have been. Building inspector, he definitely wasn't.
Oh, dear.
The thing is, we don't know what this man, whoever he is, was doing here.
You think it's a possibility Colleen caught him red-handed?
I think it's highly probable. Colleen disappearing with him on the premises is just too much of a coincidence.
Well, she certainly didn't leave with him.
Meg, I want every officer to start looking for her immediately. Wherever she is, it has got to be somewhere here in Wentworth. We'll just keep looking till we find her.
Oh, Colleen.
Go on, you're against the clock. Somehow.
You've got 3 hours.
You've got 3 hours to take that tape off. Careful of the tripwire.
Don't touch it, for God's sake.
Although she's already made it to the door without touching it.
Hang on, what's she thinking about?
3:47.
It must go off at 4 o'clock. We may be doing him a disservice.
I don't know. But either way, that's not how a timer on a bomb works.
No.
Right, so she's got 13 minutes to run away.
A great run. It wasn't even a sprint. It was like a little... You could definitely do an episode on the music.
Just stand there and have a chat. Don't leg it.
And there may be more in the prison.
Oh, come on, Mrs. M, let us out! Mrs. Powell? Oh, come on!
She's so Aussie. I do love Maxine. She is so Aussie.
See, now that one's done. No, it's going off at 4 o'clock.
They
there's a continuity thing there. That's the going to 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
People, I think we've done a disservice.
Or they're just clocks.
Having bloody meetings.
Oh, we'd be awfully hungry. We could be here for weeks.
Someone just leg it across. Oh,
anything happening out there, Maxie?
Sweet FA. All the gates are locked up and I hollered me guts out and there was not a soul around.
And why did they only put a trip wire on that one?
We just sit and wait.
I'm not sure they've thought their plan through. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, now they're looking worried, but it's like, you're in prison. You're always locked up. There must be times where the guards... What episode was that? Hang on, what was... Jesus Christ, I can't not watch the next episode. That's it, I'm back.
That's how they get you.
From what episode? I'm serious. I'm just going to note my phone and I'm going to...
This is 386.
Oh, is it 306?
386.
386. I'm back.
I am getting secretly paid by the Grundy Corporation to get people hooked back again.
386.
Just look out for Gilbert Broadway. Colin Christmas, of course, location.
Then it'd be like, yeah, so I can't remember how often it was on, but it'd be like, right, it'd end there.
It was definitely on at least twice a week, possibly three times a week.
Make a cup of tea, let's talk about it for a bit, have a little smoky, and then wait for the next one.
Yeah, 983, there you go.
But the thing was, I've got to admit, I was watching the beginning. Yeah, maybe this wasn't what I remembered it being, and That little cliffhanger ending is just...
That sucks you back in. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Really, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I mean, My wife's away this weekend. I might end up watching about, you know, 30 episodes of this now.
It's easily done.
Yeah.
Believe me, it's easily done. Right, so the follow-up questions I always ask on this is, yeah, that was episode 386. What do you think happens in 387?
Oh, I mean, that is, if that
and
was
that's a great, time to ask it. Because normally it doesn't matter. Normally it's, you know, is someone's plot to escape going to be slightly foiled?
So that's, one thing is that if that bomb does go off at, 4 o'clock, there's about 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
That bomb will still be at 5 minutes left after about part two, halfway through it. The timescale you can get about that.
You got to look at that. They have targeted the places that are going to do the most damage, the laundry and the boiler room.
Well, we really hit on a good episode there, because the next episode is the bomb episode, isn't it? So there's all kinds.
This was all the tension. This was the tension.
They're locked in, so they're going to have to get bomb disposal in. There's going to be, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. Then they'll think, oh God, we've left the girls locked in the laundry. You know, did they find a bomb in the laundry? Maybe they'll tell them to have a look. There's so many things that could happen in that next episode.
So I think I'm trying to remember what the point of the bomb is, though. I mean, it is there for a specific reason.
So I don't think he's connected to the cult. And
It's separate to the cult. It's a different storyline to that. But I can't remember what the different storyline is. And if you do have someone who's gone into a prison, gone to the trouble of putting two bombs in the prison, why would you target a boiler room and a laundry?
Yeah. Yeah, the things that are probably most likely to be bomb-proof is all the cast iron things that are there.
Is the target just to annoy people, or is it to make everyone have cold showers for ages?
But they don't need to worry about those kind of things. It's that, you know, it sucked me back in. That's the thing. I'm like, I just want to watch it again. This is why I've not watched it for 30 years.
Yeah, because I did the last episode,
and it was like, it's made a bit like the Truman Show, where it's like, it's done, you turn it off, and like, all right, get on with your life, rather than being sucked into this thing. But yeah,
it's the Pringles of TV, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can't just have one. That's it. You gotta have the whole tube.
I mean, it's one of those programs where a lot of that episode was a bit guff. I'll be honest with you, looking back,
all the Petra stuff.
Yeah,
I don't care. Right,
but still, and that's maybe like we were saying. There's so many of these storylines that they just throw at it, and then some of it, but I think that's why I like a lot of the latter, you know, 150 episodes, because I think a lot more of it was that, you know, it did get a bit silly, but also it was just ridiculous. I think they kind of maybe by that point had learned to do the guff to addictive viewing quotient was crazy, like they kind of sorted it. But then it got cancelled, so what do I know really about it?
But mate, that's it though. When a show's in its final throws, they go, fuck it, let's do all the mad shit that we weren't going to do, or we've been putting off for years, all that kind of thing. That said, we're only in the 300s and they've already got a fucking cult. So
there's a cult, there's a drug smuggling niece who decides that the best place to stash the drugs is
prison
in my prison guard auntie chair. And she's got a Rottweiler sniffer dog, it seems.
And also she's a psycho.
Yeah, and also, yeah, unless Jones really kept that, you know, but it didn't look like it. Yeah.
Yeah, there was and also the thing is, you've got the stuff with the bomb there, but you've got these other storylines which aren't anywhere near as exciting. So you've got the culmination of the cult storyline. And you've got Petra's storyline, whatever that is.
But then there's a doctor thing going on there. That's going to...
Yeah.
Something's going to happen there. A bit of controversy. He'll probably lose his job.
But then you've got the bomb storyline as well, which is there like a thriller all the way through. And if you got rid of all the other stories and you just had the bomb storyline, it wouldn't work quite as well, because you wouldn't have the moments where it all suddenly goes high impact. It'd be like watching 24.
Yeah.
Which was just 100% adrenaline all the time. And you go, I reckon
that there were long periods of Cell Block which were not like that. There wasn't, you know, that really wasn't a bad episode to get into.
There weren't really, I think, because there were so many characters and so many stories, there was always at least one going on that was good.
It also means
that there was also several going on that weren't good.
I think there was always like some kind of beat in, something had happened, some, you know, in, they didn't keep it long for payoffs, but also there was a lot of stuff going on where set up different things.
But, I always thought that was one of the downsides of Prison, is that sometimes they curtailed these stories too quickly, and they could have dragged them out for ages, and they just didn't. They'd go, well, shall we drag this out for, you know, another 10 episodes? No, we'll sort it out in 20 minutes. We've got another story to move on to.
I genuinely think I might have fucked my life now, just from watching this. I think, in a good way.
If I need a quote to go on the new series, that's the one I'm going to use. I think I might have fucked my life now.
Am I going to go and watch, you know, get all these recommendations on things to watch, and I'm, you know, you watch different things. It's like, well, why wouldn't I just go and watch this again?
It's just, exactly. Yeah. It's not like new telly is going to be better, is it?
No, well, definitely not.
I've seen everyone banging on about The Traitors in the last few weeks, and I've just gone, well, why would I rather watch that than this?
You weren't a fan of, because we kind of know each other from David Earl's Discord and different things, don't we? I started watching for the first time the other day. What was it? Yellowstone. Started watching that. I don't mind that.
It's all right.
But
there's not enough of it. There's only like 12 episodes a series. First series of this, 80 episodes. That's what you call a season one.
80 episodes.
Yes.
So then
2 week break. 80 episodes, seriously. That's the way to do it.
I've got to say, when you said the episode we were going to watch and you said where it was, I thought, oh, I might struggle here in terms of one. But there's some characters in there, remember. I don't remember a lot of these plot holes. And two things, oh, well, you know. But it's just got me again. It's like, I just want to go, I need to know what happens now.
It's such a Moorish TV show, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's what we loved. That was the thing, you know. We didn't watch much TV. We got out of watching, you know, me and my mates used to sit around, mainly listen to music.
I've started trying to get into other TV shows when people have told me how great EastEnders is or Coronation Street is or whatever. And I'll give them a go and I go, no, this isn't for me. But Prisoner is for me.
I think I might be able to get Mrs. Mellons watching this one. I think she might... I don't know if she's ever given Prisoner a go, but probably
honestly,
not.
I reckon it's one of those, because I remember seeing the first episode, right? And I wouldn't have seen it at the time, because I reckon when I first started watching it, it was like 50 episodes in already.
Yeah.
But when I first saw episode one, I remember thinking how much I would have loved the show from episode one. I would have just been on board straight away. So it's definitely one of those.
I think my I am going to watch this again. It's been 30 years.
Oh, come on. You're overdue.
I've got to watch it again.
We started a rewatch during lockdown. And it's been pretty well behaved. It's been like 2 episodes a week. And so 4 years in.
I don't need another hobby. I wonder how long it's like.
But some people are watching it for the first time. Some of us have seen it before. Some people
How many hours are we talking here?
692 hours. Well, if you think of it, it's TV hours. So maybe 500 actual hours.
Is that more than like the Grey's Anatomy is always like one that's quoted, isn't it? Having like a ridiculous amount of viewing time, but this must be more. How long is an episode? Episode half an hour?
No, it's a TV hour, so it's like 46, 47 minutes.
Was every episode an hour with ads as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
So two of those a week for 7 years. So it's a lot. I mean, a bit a conveyor belt, you could say.
Yeah.
Quizener Cell Block H.
Right. We do have one more thing. I did a quiz at the end of every episode last year, apart from Mark's, because he would have just pointed out where if the answers were wrong, and I went,
I reckon I've got no chance on this quiz because I can't. I know.
We'll see. It's all multiple choice.
Okay. And
I won't tell you which ones you've got right, but I will tell you your score at the end.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, someone's going to win. Someone's going to have the most points and win a solid gold, or a tribute digital clock stroke bomb.
Goes off at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. It's just set to 4 o'clock, permanently.
Yeah.
Okay. So, question one. Who was the first character to be seen getting murdered in the prison? Is it Anne Yates, Bill Jackson, Harry Smith, Sally Lee? I'm going to put some tension music under this when I actually release the episode. I've just realised it was missing that.
So I feel like it's a bloke. Don't know why. I feel like it's a bloke. What were the two blokes' names?
Bill Jackson, Harry Smith.
I'm going to go Bill Jackson. Probably wrong.
Okay. Which character knew Susie Driscoll prior to her arrival at Wentworth? Was it Joyce, Judy, Meg, or Mouse?
I think that's Judy. Didn't Judy have lights? Oh, hang on. Joyce. I'm going to go Judy on that. I think Judy knew somebody and then they came in.
Who found a gun buried in the prison garden? Was it Daphne, Julie, Rita, or Willie?
God, it's a total guess. I'm going to go Rita.
Oh, the answers are always in alphabetical order, by the way, on the grounds that I didn't know how to stop that from happening. What colour was Julie Egbert's cardigan? Was it green, orange, pink, or yellow? This is the one that's going to be, I was watching in the, when the Barnhurst lot came in, or I wasn't watching when the Barnhurst lot came in.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone wearing a pink anything in cell block. I'm going to go green. It just seems
I can't imagine anyone not wearing like dark blue or khaki.
Just the colour palette seems green for cell block. I can't imagine it being any yellow or the others.
Okay, the actress playing which character changed overnight? Helen Smart, Lisa Mullins, Lorna Young, or Paddy Lawson? Do you want to battle the actors changing earlier? Coming back. This is an incident
you got
where
Craig, they
changed. No, that was one actor playing three different things. This is the actress changing overnight.
I don't remember them doing that, but I'm going to go Lorna, because I don't know. 1 in 4.
How many episodes were there between Joan Ferguson arriving and B. Smith leaving?
Ooh. It's just what a number.
Oh, no, I was going to read them out.
You're going to give me, there's still multiple choice. I thought it was going to be like nearest one, middle or four.
That'd be quite a good one. I should have had that as a tie break, shouldn't I? Right, 114, 147, 198, or 233.
Oh, so Joan, I think Joan would have come in roundabout. So you've got to remember, you had theory, didn't you, for quite a while.
So this photo behind me would have been taken during that era.
Yeah, so I think Vera must have been in about 100 years. She must have been in a good few series. I mean, if the first series is 80 episodes, then Vera must have been in at least... I reckon Vera must have been in about 200, around that number. And the one thing I do know is that I think did they kind of, I don't know when they coordinated, but I do kind of remember a bit of trivia is that B was in 400 episodes. It was like her last episode was number 400.
I think it's something
or around that. I'm pretty sure it is. So what were they again?
It's 114, 147, 198, or 233. To be fair, you've put more thought into these answers than anyone else on any of them. So most of them just
go,
went.
Yeah, because I'm going to go 198, I think.
198.
You're around that.
Okay. What was Lorelei Wilkinson's real first name? Was it Darlene, Lurleen, Marlene, or Wolverine?
Marley. I don't know. Can't remember that one.
Which three characters did Alf Stewart play?
Okay. Got an idea of it.
We were talking about this earlier, weren't we?
Definitely Craven.
Was it Bruce, Brad, and Fred? Jeff, Kurt, and Ernest? Matt, Luke, and Ken? Or Stan, Jack, and Blakey?
Oh shit, I don't know his first name. I just know he's called Craven. Even, I reckon. Was he called Ernest Craven? That seems to ring a bell. I'm going to go for whichever one said Ernest. I'm going for that.
Jeff, Kurt, and Ernest. Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think that's right, but it.
What's Rita's brother called? Is it Bongo, Dingo, Mango, or Pingu?
Bongo. I think that's right. I think I remember that era. Didn't he get tied up in the yard as well?
There's an episode from series one of this called All Bongo where we just banged out about Bongo for fucking ages.
A bit
too long, some would say.
That's my era that I can remember the Rita in, so maybe that's why I can get it. That's right.
We got a review for that episode when we were talking about Bongo, and the person who bothered to go to the trouble of letting me know that they found it tedious.
Oh, nice.
they found it so tedious they had to let me know.
Let's try and beat that with this one.
Remember, I never asked for your feedback and I'm no interest in it whatsoever. Final question. Who moved Vera's radio? Is it Colleen, Fletch, Meg, or we just don't know?
It's not going to be Meg doesn't do anything apart from bringing notes and moving people on.
It could have been an administrative moving of the record.
I suppose so. It was Vera was mentioned there. I think we'll go Vera.
No. Who moved Vera's radio?
Oh, who moved Vera's? So
yeah. So it's Colleen, Fletch, Meg, or we just don't know.
Colleen, I'm going to go for.
Colleen in a non saving the world from a bomb days.
Yeah, when she was the new nasty guard that really wasn't.
I think they'd given up on her being the nasty one by the point of the episode we've just seen. Because Joan had showed up, and they just went, we don't need any other really nasty ones now.
Really got as well.
we've found our nasty.
That's when Craven came in. It was like, God, they've gone to town on this because you already had Joan, and then he came in.
He came in.
Right. Got his crossbow and changed that. You know,
I referred to the thing earlier about all blokes in the show being massive flats. He was absolutely massive
twat. Okay, yeah.
With his firing a crossbow at prisoners. Anyway, you got a pretty shit 3 out of 10 there.
Woo!
But it's the.
I got Drongo right. I got my my one Rita era question that I remember.
Bongo.
Bongo Drongo.
Drongo. Drongo should have been one of the other answers, really, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh well, never mind. All right, so I said before I wasn't going to ask everyone what their favourite character was because it should be Joan Ferguson. But who's your least favourite character in Prisoner?
Oh, least favourite character.
Yeah. It could be just from that episode we've just watched, or it could be ever, or just someone who you just went, I'd be delighted to see the back of them.
I didn't really like Meg, I'll be honest with you.
Never goody two shoes, and
she just didn't really, yeah. It was kind of, I just don't think that she, for someone who was in it for so long, I can't really,
she did a lot of admin, and if anyone became romantically involved with her, something bad happened.
I just can't remember any plot lines with her, with much to do with her. Well, maybe you need somebody like that in the program. I think it's one of those programs where I'm trying to think of prisoners that I didn't really. I can't really think of anybody that stands out that I really didn't like.
Do you remember right to the end where they had the chef called Mervyn Pringle?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking hated him.
Did he marry one of them?
Yeah, he married Joyce.
The one with the big glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit like Daniel Kitson, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hated him. He was a shit character, right? He was a shit actor. None of his storylines were good. I remember thinking that this was the point the show was kind of dying when he came in. And I think you're supposed to be on his side. But I just remember wanting him to be killed.
Yeah, let's just off him in some way. I think the thing is, because I've not watched it for so long, I think I probably, if I refreshed it with a bit of watching, even just doing a few random episodes, I think
I just remembered last time I saw it, and he got introduced, and I went, oh, for fuck's sake, it's him.
And I definitely remember, I'm sure when I was watching it, there was plenty of times where I thought, oh, you know, just get rid of this person.
Generally good, though. They were generally good at getting rid of the shit characters quite quickly.
Yeah.
But for some reason, he lasted for ages.
Yeah, but I can't. I think if you're asking me like on the spot because of who I can remember now, it'd be Meg, because you know, a genuinely, you know, Lizzie
and, all the way,
you know,
well.
B, Dory, you can always remember different things about them, but Meg was just, yeah,
just there. Remember. She's essentially part of the furniture,
and like the episode we've just watched is what she kind of did most of the time. It was just,
and she's a part of the furniture and about as animated,
yeah. It's like, but I can't remember a single big Meg plotline.
I think there were loads that she was involved in, but.
Well, she was always like, she was always that. She was a
peripheral character.
Part of somebody else's plotline.
She's a peripheral character who was a main cast member from all the way through 7 years.
She was just, you know, and I think the thing is that. With everybody else, I think it was always a bit up and down, and there was always a bit more coming people. But yeah, Meg.
I think there were like, there were a handful of episodes that she doesn't appear in.
Really?
Really, yeah. And I reckon you wouldn't notice any of those episodes. That
you think that's just when she went on holiday or something?
Maybe. Or maybe there just wasn't any admin required. But they, I reckon you could watch that episode and it would never occur to you that Meg hadn't been in it.
No.
It's not like when we saw there, we go, oh, it's B, and oh, it's Judy.
Yeah.
And we were wondering where B was because. And then she appeared.
She just was there so often.
That wouldn't happen. Yeah, that wouldn't happen with Meg. At no point would you be going, I wonder what Meg's up to.
No, never. I know what she's doing. She's sorting the post, or she's asking, is she gone to find John to tell him to come into this
room?
She's
gone to get some paper clips.
Or she's been brought in to explain some plot, part of the plot.
My favourite thing about Meg is whenever there were visitors, and she would literally there'd be a scene going on, and she would just stand at the back of the room motionless while the scene played out in front of her. And you could have an extra in doing that role, but for some reason they got one of the main cast members in to do it every single
time. Maybe it was an accountancy decision and they just went, hang on a minute.
We're paying her anyway.
We can just get Meg to stand in the background for every single time.
We're paying her anyway. We may as well stick her there.
She's never making governor, I'm telling you this. Well, she must have made a great living out. Well, I don't know about great living. I don't know about if anyone made a fortune out of Cell Block 4.
But the roses here are prisoners too. When morning comes around, he used to give me roses. I wish he could again, but that was on the outside. On things were different then.